evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 1/20/2023. Okay? Ah, oh, boy. And if you're seeing Brother Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com, as many as you I know have, there is a story on there, Hackable Humans at WEF. Quote, unquote, we can decode. Let's see, I was trying to read it here, but somebody doesn't want me to read it. All right, that's interesting. Said we can decode. Well, now that's okay. Let's see, this is very interesting. They can do it, you see. They're just preventing me from reading it to you. So what they talked about, still, ladies and gentlemen, this is crazy, but it's not, because this is exactly what's going on and was part of what I was going to talk to you about tonight. If you thought freedom of speech was worth preserving, next comes the freedom of thought. And this is the article, sociable.co, and it's on Brother Steve Quayle's website, where he says everybody needs to listen or watch this one. 5 years after historian Yuval Noah Harari, was Michael Harari your daddy or your granddaddy or your uncle? Mossad agent, Yuval? Well, why have you gone from, being a Mossad type to being somebody that worships Lucifer the Lightbringer, you know? Anyway, that humans are hackable and that organized organisms were algorithms, Harari's insights have been fully realized. This is what's coming out of the WEF annual meeting. We're ready for brain transparency. Open with a short video showing dystopian scenario where employees' brain waves were not only decoded to determine their performance in the workplace, but also to determine whether they participated in illegal activity. So at your workplace, they're going to monitor your brain waves, you see. While the scenario in the video below is fictional, the technological framework is already in place. And here's a quote from somebody named Nita Farahani, World Economic Forum, 2023. We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN numbers to your bank account. So they're now able to look apparently into your mind and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. In other words, you're thinking about somebody and you're seeing their face. Then they're apparently able to decode that and then put it onto a facial recognition. Now, this stuff has been ongoing for years to a certain degree. All right, but now they're seeing simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number on your bank account. This is what they talked about at the World Economic Forum. You see, a lot of the real meeting of the big boys took place over the weekend. Yes, at another level of the game, there was a threat of a Kinzhal missile from the Russians to pop Zelensky and all of those people and the rest of the WEF. Now, here's the thing here, a dystopian glimpse of the potential future of hackable humans. The government has subpoenaed employee brainwaves data from the past year. So, in other words, you're going to be working with your headset. Your headset perhaps not work if you're going to go back to work, which are going to make you go back to work, or you'll have to have a specialized headset, you see, or some kind of a thing. They're subpoenaing brainwave data from the past year. They're looking for co-conspirators through synchronized brain activity. Brain transparency, this is what they're talking about at the WEF. They're talking about how to surveil and totally control you. Hence, that's why all the wonderful FBI chief, Mr. Wavy Hair, $200 haircut, $2,000 custom-tailored suits with shiny British or Italian shoes, okay? Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways we have before thought impossible, all right? But that's why the chief of the American Secret Police, Ray Ray, went to Davos. And in his speech, he's talking about basically emphasizing pre-crime, pre-crime. Remember the thing, pre-crime? And it was the movie where, who was it, was the guy, Mission Impossible guy, you know, but it was on a pre-crime thing. And how that became then tyrannical, okay, and became subjective and all of that. The pre-crime is what the FBI is talking about. They are surveilling already through the NSA and their auspices. They're surveilling every single person. Now, to wit on this, I've been talking to different people in the have to go to the VA and stuff. They've been going to the VA since, end of the Vietnam War, okay, or end of the Gulf War or whatever, but end of the Vietnam War, some of them. And, all of a sudden, they're saying, well, we need all of your information. We don't know who you are, can't verify who you are. Well, the vets say, well, I've been coming here since 1970, you know, or 72 or whatever, you know. And you have records on me and all of that. Well, but that's not good enough. We need your face. We need to take a picture of your face. And then we need your cell phone number. We have to have your cell phone number. They've got your regular number. They want your cell phone number. And then they want you to do all kinds of things with that. The vets say, well, you know, what's the number that you use to call your children? Oh, well, that's private. Well, then they then say, well, that's private with me. Besides that, all I got, and this is the dumbest thing in the world, people don't understand it, who have been the young people and all the people who have the smartphone, the big smartphone or whatever they call the different ones and types of them, the Apple, the iPhone, or the other one, I don't even know the technology name for it because I don't use it. I don't use that kind of a phone. I have a flip phone. They forced me to get a new one, all right? Forced me to get a new flip phone. They even sent me one. I had to go in and pick it up, and they even said, well, you have to change to this one. We no longer support 3G networks. I was 3G, flip phone, never been online with it ever, and never, I only texted once on the old one. And I do not text. Now, well, why is that, Hawk? Well, because it's easier for them to read it. It's easier for the AI to punch it in. If you go to voice, which is surprisingly, if you go to voice sometimes, that means that somebody in the, let's just call them in the shitbird quality, the NSA quality, somebody has to, or the FBI has to listen to the voice, okay? Oh, yeah, well, they can have the computer listen to it. All right, but then it has to print a transcript out of that who then goes to somebody who makes the decision. Well, they're going to have the AI make the decision. Yes, they eventually will. But for right now, it's got to go to a human who then has to read the thing. You see what I'm saying? See how much time this has already taken for me to tell you? That's why you don't want to put crap in text. Now, you young people, you know, that's people anything older than 70, I guess, you know, 65 or whatever. But the text allows them much easier real-time capability to act upon you. And so a lot of you don't take a phone call because you don't want to talk on the phone. Well, you're already talking on the phone. Actually, you're helping the AI by going to the text. I mean, here's the deal, you know. That actually enables them. Emails actually enable them more. Private, you think you go to private messaging? All the people that provide the backup of the software, the private messaging, are basically NSA. Or you go into level threes and all that kind of stuff. Back years ago when it was a little harder to do, I mean, on my home computer, if you remember back in 2004, 2005, I used to spend hours at night, all the people who tried to hack me, and I had an old program that allowed you to see, it showed you the zigzags and where it went to and all the different points across the globe. It actually mapped it of where the attack or the ping or the whatever was coming from. I then used to copy down the IP numbers, the telephone number of who it was and where the address was or what the organization was. And depending on what I talked to, like back then, I picked up on that the Lee family, because I'd done a show on the Lee, L-I, family back then, and how they were Illuminati family tied in with the Bushes, and how they were also involved in all of the bio weapon research and all of the different things, and how they had places in Canada and Alberta outside of Calgary. They had a clinic, and how they had a worldwide forum on bioweapons, all that kind of stuff. That was long before Wuhan. Long before that. But then that, you see, I told you the address one time on air of the penthouse that was controlled by one of the Lee family, because it showed through. And I used to report all of those, including the Beijing or Peking Beijing railway station. I think I reported probably over 1,000 different IP addresses out of that place, which is one of their main cyber hacking places for the Red Chinese. You take out the back offices of the Beijing radio or railway station, you got all of their Communist Party army people who are hacking everybody. Well, I mean, there was others. I mean, I remember I talked about certain things about the Nazis and the Bush family and the Scherf family and all of that. And guess who I started to get hacks out of on that point? This is what they were doing years ago, 204, 205. And one of the things came back. It was from a certain, out of Stuttgart, Germany, a certain major automobile manufacturer was very interested in hacking. Or then I used to talk about in those days about the when the Iranian guy president, you know, was called, and I called him, Ahmadinejad and the coconuts, all right? Almond joined the coconuts, I used to call him, you see. Ahmadinejad, almond joined the coconuts. I started getting hacks from, allegedly, from Mars Candy, you know, because some 30 piece of silver person sent that up to them, you see. He's talking about you. And so everybody comes after you. They've had this ability. And then William Binney, who was the guy, he was, I don't know if he's paraplegic, but he was in a wheelchair at some point. William Binney was so smart, he invented for the NSA a program that would go after the actual terrorists, the Muslim terrorists or this type of terrorist, the Red Guard, whatever it was back in the day, and he identified a way to do it. Instead, they took his program, blew it up 10 million fold, all right, and then changed that to where they were going to surveil everybody in the United States, everybody in the world. So World Wide Web, World Wide Wiretap, you see? That's what they called it at Men with Hill, the house on the hill, you see? Men with Hill, they called it that when they all met years ago to create. I don't know if Al Gore was there or not, when they created the internet. Worldwide wiretap. So now it's all coming to fruition, and then now the great reset, whether you know it or not, is taking place. You had the head of the FBI, sworn and uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, over there talking about pre-crime, in a sense, all right? And that tied in with all these artificial intelligence devices and all the stuff they're talking about that I'm reading from you from this article, all right? They're going to pick up and decode faces. You're seeing your mind and your PIN number to your bank account, all right? There are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwaves activity, earbuds, or your little earbuds, the headphones. Tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear. And incidentally, I've been told that years ago the NSA was putting in back behind the ear or in the neck or shoulder, implants, you see, so they could talk to their operatives or listen in on what their operatives were doing, and then it was plugged into their neural network. They were reading brain waves. Well, you know, that's a long time ago. Now they're able to see it. Surveillance of the human brain has a dystopian possibility being used to exploit and bring to the surface our most secret self. Nita Farahany, World Economic Forum. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a brand new world, ain't it? It ain't like they say, it just ain't like they said it was, is it? So this proves right out in the open about what they discussed and talked about. It threatens fundamentally what our own self-identity is in some ways and threatens to become a tool of oppression. Oh, you think? So now, if you want freedom of thinking, against neurotechnology that supposedly is to improve lives, but is to gain insight into the human brain, you see. Who was it? Obama did the hacking of the brain deal. He put the, all the billions in to, for them to be able to understand the brain, you see, right? Well, I mean, what are you going to do? There you are. They're coming for you. And then just to, so you understand, I've been hearing they're asking veterans for their social, for their cell phone number and all the stuff. And, you know, and then they say, well, you need to contact us and do this and that and the other. And the VA people are going wild and nuts. Remember back a few years ago when a certain sheriff called Little Dickie Jones in Ohio, where he had his two deputies talking on the local net, you know, on the local radio. Well, that veteran guy that we're after, he's at church right now, and so we ought to go over to his house. We ought to go over to his house, just kind of go on in and lay in wait for him, and then when he comes, we'll arrest him and take all of his guns. This man was just a VA guy, that somebody was just a veteran who probably had a shotgun and rifle. It wasn't like he had a horde, but who cares, you know? He bought his guns legally, got all his ammo. What's the difference? But you see, they don't even care about that because he was in the VA. Somebody at the VA, he probably told somebody to shove it up their, you know, keister or something, you know? Somebody who just asked him, you know, for his password on his computer so they could check into him to make sure he was not a danger to himself or a danger to others, you see? Well, we kind of put the kibosh a little bit on that. People did back in there. That's back, what, 7, 8 years ago, 10 years ago? But now they're coming back with it. Now they're coming back with it and wanting it. Now they're also going and starting to go after all of the internet businesses. You see, they had the new thing that was going to go into place this year that you had to prove this and prove that, and you're had to have the names of all your employees, their social security numbers, how much you paid them, where they live, their address, all this stuff. Then on TV, they're showing, oh, you can get a refund. You can get a refund even though you may not have gotten PPP. Write all your stuff in, and this thing here will help you fill it out online. What they're doing is to get you to check in to see to get your refund, you see. Well, all the big people, the big hot rods and stuff, they're the ones that came and got all the big money. The real small businesses hardly got doodly squat. But they want to verify that you were everything and all the names of your employees, all your stuff. So now you can get up to $26,000 credit for annually for the past few years of the COVID that you're going to be due the refund. But you got to come in and check and see. That don't mean they have to give it to you. But they're just trying to verify what you said here and what you said there. And it's a trick bag they're going to try to throw you into. So I'm going to tell you what, you'd do better off if you can in some kind of way to resist all of that. and to understand that they're coming for you. They're going to come for the bars, the laundromats, the gas stations, all the stuff. All the small business is what they want, and that's what this 87,000 IRS agents, brand new, were going to be about. So, I don't know. I don't know what you should think about or what you should do, but you should darn well know that this is going to be maybe the last time that we do this or the last time we do that, all right? And I can hear it, you know, I can hear this. Let's see. Let me see if I can turn right to it here. Let's see. Keep wanting to turn to it. I'm looking for Lamentations here, but turning to that quickly sometimes is hard to do. All right. Oh, I'll tell you what, you know. Sometimes you have your bookmarks, and then sometimes you don't, you know. Sometimes you have them, sometimes you don't. I'm gonna skip flipping right now for right now. But anyway, if you go to Lamentations and you read the last thing, let's see. What's the Lamentations? Well, the Lord keeps sending me somewhere else. That's what he's doing. Keeps sending me to all these other places, which I'm going to have to look into. I'm going to put that aside for this moment. Read Lamentations, all right? Read some of the other books that you don't normally read. Nahum and Habakkuk and all the different ones. Look into different places that you don't normally go. But I will say this to you is that Lord Jesus tells you all you need to know. Matthew 24, you know, Luke 21, the revelations of the Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos, all right? That's basically who we talked to. And we're starting to see this beast system appear, you know, starting to see it come out of the box, you see. And they're talking about Al Gore and Kerry talking about getting on a wartime footing on climate change, you see. And I reminded some people by email recently to go ahead and get the new seed catalogs and start to order out of them. The stores don't have it yet, but go ahead and get a jump on it. You know, some of the good seed catalogs you can already order, all right? And they've got the product starting. They've already put it up. And some of them, like the one out of southern Missouri and then California, they're a real good heirloom seed company. I forget the name of it. Shoot. But look at this different seeds. Look up heirloom seeds. You'll find all of that. And maybe, you know what? I think I've got a pack of their seeds over here. Let me just double check on that. I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. No. Anyway, that was a different pack of seeds I had. Burgundy beans, green beans, the burgundy colored ones. When you cook them, they turn green. But get your seeds. Might be the last time you ever order them. You think this is disjointed or polished? Well, I'm going to tell you, the whole new year is starting off disjointed. And we're starting off with the threat of nuclear war. I talked to you about a certain, you know, communications over the last, starting last Thursday, Friday, I started talking to you about it. And then I told you last night about the one on Friday about how the Russians were using a certain frequency hopping spread spectrum signal that also was displaying on the spectrum analyzer the figurine of what turns out to be from Brother Quayle and talking to him about it as well. People who saw the symbol, it's a symbol produced by the electronic waterfall of a spectrum analyzer, and it's produced for those with eyes to see, just see it, and for to some to try to scare and to others to let them know this is who's in charge, a fallen angel glyph. meaning a symbol, a fallen angel glyph. It looks like a picture. When I first saw the thing, I said, this looked like Quetzalcoatl or Kukulcan or Viracocha or whatever, whoever, in whichever area of the Central America and different places you might think it might be. All right. Maggot, you know, Mayans, Kukulcan, the Aztecs, you know, Quetzalcoatl, Viracocha, and the Andes areas. But that was the Russian, part of the Russian telling you what's going on and who's running their show. And then maybe even some of the Russians don't even know that they're running their show. But in the, then again, maybe a lot of them do know who runs their show. It's Lucifer, all right? But you might also find sometimes that the bad guys aren't as bad as the so-called good guys. Because Lucifer, you got at the World Economic Forum, you got the head of the FBI. What's he doing, interviewing to be the chief of the world secret police? I guess so. Admiral Poindexter would have loved that, you know. Total Information Awareness Network, or TIA. And they had a picture of the globe, and they had a prism, you know, light coming from like the sun going down through a prism and then cascading all over the globe. Oh, that was the guy that was the boss of Oliver North. See how long this has been going on. Now, to people's credit, some people are saying, oh, my golly, the conspiracy crazy, the nuts. They seem to be correct. They're right on it again. So now we have a growing awareness of it. And then in the last few days, I was talking to you about it as well. Told you last week that they were filtering down, that a message was coming to activate a certain network in the UK and the United States that came from Forrest Moore. Forrest, M-O-O-R. That's in Yorkshire, England, UK. And that is now activating the networks in the United States, and it's basically automatic. So orders come down from Forrest Moore into all of the different networks, the DOD and all the different stuff, and into FEMA. And then I talked about that last week on Friday, a week ago. And I told you that FEMA was being activated, and that was highly unusual to see FEMA's net come up, and this net come up, and that net come up, and all these different things. And then last night, what did I tell you? A new net came up. Well, they changed the name, you see, and it was called DACN, all right? Duckin. Looks sort of like dragon, you know, in a way, Dakin, you know, Dagon. Drago. You see what I'm saying? All of those names that are associated with the Lucy, you know, the dragon, all right? But it's department and agency continuity. There's the continuity of government. That's FEMA's motto. That ain't to basically help you when there's a hurricane or a tornado, although they do that. But you also remember when Greg Evenson came on, and he and I talked about it long before Jesse Ventura did. And Greg's guy told him that they were prepositioning all the supplies after the oil spill, the oil platform, the rig in the Gulf that was pumping all the oil into the Gulf of Mexico. And then they were talking about how they were then putting all the chemicals in to counteract that and all the stuff, and it was killing all the shrimp and the crab and, you know, the crawfish and the redfish and all the different wildlife and sea life. And then how they were doing all of that, and then they were going to pre-position supplies because they were going to have to evacuate the entire Gulf Coast from part of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, over to Florida, Alabama and Florida. They were going to have to evacuate that, and that was on tap to do so. And Greg Evenson, God bless him, and I know he's got his junior angel boots on right now, ready to jump down, halo, do a halo jump. High altitude, low opening, that's a halo, ain't it? Whether he's allowed to or not, Greg will come to fight these Lucy suckers in the end days here before too long. When Lord Jesus' angels and archangels will come to jerk the tares up out, uproot them, and throw them into the fiery furnace. So if you're a tare out there, if you're siding with Lucifer, you're siding with the tyrannical forms of government to subjugate the American people, you're siding with that, and you're surveilling them, and you're able to whip up like in Snowden. The guy goes in, he goes boop, boop, and he says, here they all are. And he had all of the instant messengers, private messaging, the backside of the forums that you can talk privately on, all that stuff, the chat groups, all those things. And he, within a click of the two buttons in the movie Snowden, he referenced all of that and laughed and said, hey. And then Snowden said, well, is this some kind of a... And then the guy says, what are you really are, Snow White, pure-driven Snow White, aren't you? That's in the movie. So they're pushing the entire reset, which means to subjugate you, to read your brainwaves, get rid of those little earpieces that you walk around in with your set. Go back home and put a vinyl record on, okay, on a turntable. Wipe the dust off with the dust wiper thing and do it the old-fashioned way. And then turn up the volume, baby. Turn up the volume and listen to it the way where you can still hear the separation of the instruments and of the voices. And you can hear it on your speakers over there and this one up over here, and you can hear it all. Now it's just like a boom, 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 a fusion, because Lucifer wants to create the maximum amount of chaos, and then comes the order, you see. And then they're going to kill you and take you away. Ha ha. I'm being a little bit facetious, but not really. So the Russians were using their Thales, Thales 3000 rig and setup for their quick, 50 millisecond burst. And they hop frequency, boop, 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 boop. There it is. Boop, boop. That's it. And that's longer than that noise that I'm making is as a burst. Is takes much longer to make that noise than the actual burst. The only people who can see it are those who have the spectrum analyzers. I don't have one, but I have heard of people that might have them. So Forrest Moore gives the order. Well, who runs Forrest Moore? Well, it's British military and GCHQ, their equivalent of the NSA and all of that, But the British banks own the New York banks. They also, the New York banks and the British banks own stock in the New York City Federal Reserve Bank, which then controls all of the Fed stuff going. But the other Federal Reserve banks are owned as well by various stockholders. The dollar is starting to go down, all right? And then they're no longer going to require it. The Saudis, the Russians, no longer going to require it to purchase their oil, which was the new time Bretton Woods agreement that the United States made with the Saudi Arabians back a number of years ago, when the Saudis were the number one supplier of oil. And now they really ain't. Up until Biden, the United States was the largest producer of oil and natural gas. And them, U.S. and Russia. So then they had suppressed the Iranian supply. And now the Iranian supply is back on the market, a little bit wider than what it was. So we're headed into the Gog-Magog War. We're at Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, What is the antidote or one of the immediate antidotes for it? Well, you got to be ready to meet the bridegroom. So you got to go to Matthew 25 and you got to get extra oil for your lamps and wicks and take it with you. Well, you could extrapolate a bit, couldn't you? Maybe you need long-term storage food. Can't get that too much or too expensive. You can get smaller packs or jugs of it. Intersperse that with regular canned goods. Chunky soup, Progresso soup. Why do I say that? People still are new to the shows. Well, what the hell is he talking about? Because you got a meat, you got potatoes, you got vegetables, and you got already the gravy and the broth, and you don't need to add any water. So, yes, you can get a small can of tomato soup and add 2 cups of water. Well, that means you got to purify the water, or you got to take it from your storage of purified water. It's getting complicated. And when they pop the grid, power grid, there ain't going to be no grocery stores. There ain't going to be no drug stores. There ain't going to be no hardware stores. You need to be your own supply sergeant, you see. You need to be your own supply master chief, so to speak. You've got to have stuff as best you can. Get your lists and work down your lists. This is a practical show. I could talk to you about all kinds of stuff. But I'm telling you what to do because now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And their country has already been stolen. Has been stolen by the Luciferian communists. And in certain parts of the country, people don't know. I think it's in Oregon. I think you have to have a license to even have a garden. If you plant tomato plants in your front yard in some places, that's illegal. Because your front yard's supposed to look beautiful for the rest of the homeowners association. But I'm going to tell you, you can have small grow houses, window grow houses, where you put a cover up over your, you know, like your, over a window box or a shadow box, and you have a window on top of where the sun comes in, and you can even grow in colder climates. You can, those shadow type box things, those sun boxes, I call them, or whatever you want to call them, you got them up against your house, where they're harder to see, you know. So when the census person comes, they don't walk around the back, you know, and look. Of course, then again, the power company people will come and come right through your gate. Change your power meter out to a smart meter. Oh, and then they'll let you do it up front. Oh, you can go to this new control, this digital control on your furnace, your all your stuff, and then that can be then connected to the smart meters and all that, and then we'll help you to regulate for the cheapest power bill. Well, if you do that, they're going to turn your heat down to 65 in the winter, and in the summer it'll be up to 80, okay? So you ain't going to be comfortable either way. You're going to be boiling like the frog or freezing to death like the frog, okay? So do things that are non, you know what I'm saying, digital. Go back to analog stuff. First thing you can do is get a Big Chief tablet and a number 2 pencil. Hopefully you can still get one made in America. Maybe Ticonderoga is made in America still. I don't know. Or get you a good ballpoint pen, you know, whatever. But you get you some basic notepaper and that kind of stuff. You go back to, instead of digitally publishing something, maybe you find out a way, and maybe if you've got a group or something like that, you know, or maybe you get a small letterpress printing press, and get you some ink and do it the old-fashioned way, all right? Or a duplicating machine like they used to do, and you can smell the duplicator fluid when you were a kid going to the grade school. When the teacher was cranking out the tests or the different schedules for the semester or for the school year, you know, the mimeographs, go to older technologies. I will tell you what the U.S. military is starting to figure out is that their high-rec, we used to call it back in 2005 when they were starting to change a lot of it over, it's high-resolution data transmission and pictures and then everything, and it's then basically a text married with the pictures and the sound. And it's like a video. You know, it's high-resolution. It's what you do on your computer when you go to listen to something on YouTube or whatever. But it's high-resolution for the military. All that goes through what? Satellites. Well, what's the very first thing that they say is going to happen in a war with Russia or China? They're going to take out, they're going to use kinetic, you know, energy against our satellites. Take them out. You darn well they will. We'll do the same to them. But there will be less satellite traffic, you see. So then what has the U.S. government done over the last 20 years? Remember they talked about putting up the Zeppelins or the balloons, right? The Goodyear blimps and that kind of thing. Not particularly that brand, but blimps. And they would have one up over just kind of gently circling a Baltimore or a D.C. or a Chicago or whatever, these blimps, all right? And then they were going to use the blimps to look down with the sensors and all the stuff and surveil. If you can't have a keyhole satellite that can read the brand of your underwear as you take them off to go to the head, you know, to do your number two business or something. I'm sorry to be so graphic. I know there's kids listening, but the kids will laugh at it and to understand it. That's how bad it is. They could read during the Vietnam War. They could read the print of the newspaper or of the Hot Rod magazine you were reading, right? Read the time on your wristwatch. Well, they can now probably look at the veins on the upper part of your hand. Did you know that that's like a fingerprint? Everybody's got their own basic print or system of the veins on the top of your hand. And then now at the WEF, they're telling you they can actually read your brain waves, pick out pictures of people and faces that you're looking at or thinking about. Everybody ought to think about Klaus Schwab, you see. Klaus Schwab or Soros, you know, or one of the Rothschilds, but you see, you can't find a picture of them anymore. Because I don't know, is it the English people? Remember the kid who got hung himself in the hotel room in Paris? Remember all that? But they go back and forth with the France or England, which one is the dominant one? And you remember Warren Buffett took Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you remember that when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Warren Buffett flew on a helicopter to go up and see Baron Rothschild in France? And they had similar khaki pants and a shirt on. And Arnold had a belt buckle that was his, I think, from his father who was involved with the Nazis in Austria. This stuff, you can't make it up. It's like science fiction. Come home to roost. Well, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. It's here right now and coming down the pike every day. They're reading your brain waves. Well, give them less chance. Make the suckers work for a living. Make it harder. Use smoke signals. But here's what the military is doing, all right, very recently. They figured out that they're not going to be able to talk with the satellites and the IRAT. Well, what are you going to do? Well, guess what? One of the interesting things. Oh, they're going back to radios and voice transmission and using one-time pads, only they're using frequencies that are not the standard freaks that they've used for years. They're going to different frequencies that have been in the past utilized in wartime and stuff, but then discontinued usage. Or there are frequencies that if you look them up, it says, oh, this is the weather transmission data from the moon of Pluto. Well, it ain't. It's the new frequency for talking to different people. They're going back to, quote-unquote, phone patches. And all the young people say, well, what do you mean a phone patch? Everybody just used their cell phone. Well, you used to be able to patch a telephone into the radio network. And recently we've heard where some people are saying goodbye to their wife or their family or vice versa. Because people are starting to go up on racetracks in B-52s again, running racetracks, ready to launch, okay. People are going into dark deep holes. And then in Colorado and all over the place, you got all kind of military equipment heading to the railheads and in the railheads and being put on trains. Now, ostensibly, we think, well, that's going to go. They're fighting the Ukraine and Poland and Latvia and Lithuania. We'll fight a World War II style battle against the Russians and blah, blah, blah. And we're going tank to tank and head to head and all that. Well, meanwhile, you got a Russian sub 12, 15 miles out off the coast in a deep trench sitting there going, well, you know, they'll sing like Red October. They'll sing the song, you know, like, and you'll hear them underwater singing the victory song of the Russians or whatever. And then somebody pushes a button and goes pop, pop, fizz, fizz, you know. Hypersonic missiles, bing, bing, bing. And even if it is the hypersonic, the cruise missiles were pretty fast already. You pop a few cruise missiles up and you're only 2 minutes out at 12-mile limit or something. And they don't even always honor that. I remember two or three computers ago that blew up and all that kind of stuff and got fried online by some kind of a weird, you know, pulse of electricity, you know. Yeah, I've literally had stuff explode. Brother Quail had his entire big line. He had the big transmission line, you know, up into his, when he lived up in the mountains higher. Had a big house up there. And he was at a big control board, you know, like a regular radio station. And that thing blew and almost singed his face. And the entire, what was it, T1 line or whatever they used to call them, the T1 line, the entire T1 line was burned out for miles. But anyway, they're going back to voice transmission, phone patches, stuff from yesteryear. Why? Because you can still use a radio. You can use a coded message and put it on there. You can vary your times and all your stuff, and you can still talk to aircraft and submarines and different, you know, units in the field and Sneaky Pete units and LERP units and whatever you want to call them. Special units that are out hunting Russian special forces that are trying to blow the TVA dams. Or another power station in North Carolina or Washington State, which then they'll put up some goofballs that are MK Ultra goofballs and you don't even know who they are. And meanwhile, it was just more like the ones back in Northern California back 15 years ago where they were shot out the transformers. They shot them out with the 7.62 by 39 ammo, all right? And then somebody sneaky crawled under the tunnel and turned off the alarm system that would let people know that that transformer got blown out. And they did that same one twice. This is what's coming down. You're going to see all of the different internal people, the saboteurs or the Russians, the red Chinese. Oh, they just work in Chinese restaurants, right? Jet Li, remember the movie? Remember the movie with Jet Li, you know? They're here. You got Iranians, this one, that one, the other one. Look at how they operated and activated an Antifa and BLM kind of a group in the woods in Georgia. Now, let's go to the other side of the coin here. In the last few days, a lot of police departments, because this DACN, and before that they didn't name it that, but these things were starting to filter down to large city police chiefs. And even in some medium-sized cities and smaller cities, if they're the ones that go along with the quote-unquote hut-hut-huts, hut-hut-hut, hut-hut-hut, sensitive information unit, the NSA, FBI, CIA controlled police chiefs and stuff. They filter it down through. Or at least those who want to listen, who listen to it, they try to control through that. But a lot of people, not necessarily the sheriffs who are elected. There's a lot of good sheriffs. You're seeing that in Illinois. You've seen that with the, you know, in Texas. You've seen that various people over the years, you know. They're peace officers, closer to the people. They have to answer to the people every 4 years or whatever. On the ballot. But even so, some sheriff's departments will get the information, all right? And so a lot of you may have been told, maybe you're a deputy, maybe you're a patrolman, maybe you're a desk sergeant, whatever it is you might be. Maybe you're a detective. You may have been told recently that it could be we're going to get hit with a nuclear attack, or it could be that the white supremacists are going to start another uprising. Well, the people in the woods in Georgia ain't your white supremacists. One of them shot a policeman, state trooper. They drilled his butt, knocked him, you know, right out of the box in response. But they're going to try to pit you in the what I call peace officer community, or what they call hut, 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 law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement. You got to keep the peace. You got to be with the people and then enforce the law. But a lot of times, people need to break to, you know, just to get them home so they don't cost them $12,000 in insurance. You're sitting in a town of 1,000 people, and you got a guy sitting outside of the local, the two taverns are on the same street across from each other. And so they're sitting there looking for anybody coming out. They say, ah, I don't like that sucker. His kid beat mine in a baseball game, you know. Let's go get him. We'll check him and DUI him, you know. You see, all that's got to quit. But in the last few days, some of you have been told that it's marching time and getting ready, and you better get your rain gear into your trunk. You better get your bulletproof vest, your extra cash, which you can fill out a voucher, and we will give you extra to put in your duffel to put in your unit, your patrol unit. And they're going to try to say that it's this one coming for you, that one. It's just as liable to be the Red Chinese or the Russians posing as FEMA or the NORTHCOM. Or is there a difference? You know? Continuity of government, department and agency continuity network. Population planet Earth no more than 500 million. It's the WEF. It's all coming out of there through Forrest Moore activating the American grid, which then goes out and goes all the way down the line right into the county or the city that you live in to give you special orders from headquarters. Start thinking about Solzhenitsyn's porch. Because the question is, knowing all this stuff, well, Hawk or Brother Quail or whoever, what is it you want me to do? Well, I don't know. Solzhenitsyn said in how he burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like in every security operative when he went out at night to make an arrest? Had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. That was about like 200,000 people back then, all right? People are not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood they had nothing left to lose. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. That's why they want to take your, quote-unquote, assault weapons. The organs, you see, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport notwithstanding. All of Stalin, Beijing, Peking, Putin, Ayatollah's thirst, but that the curse of machine would have ground to halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. You can't just whistle Dixie anymore. You can't just whistle past the graveyard. Harry Truman told you, once a government is committed of silencing the voice of the opposite view, I can't read the writing here. It's been erased, okay? The opposite viewpoint's one way to go. Then there's only one way to go after that if they try to silence the speech, see? And that is down the road of increasingly repressive measures until the government becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, that was Harry S. Truman. He lived over here in Independence, Missouri. When he got out of the deal, and even when he was the president, he used to walk briskly. He had brisk walks. He was an army man. He was an artillery officer. He was tough. Oh, yeah, he also knew Tom Pendergast. They knew how to dance the doodle dangle and all that stuff during the Prohibition era and all of the things and the boss politics. But it worked for a lot of big cities back then. My old man knew Richard Daley, the original one. I've known people that knew Tom Pendergast in this area. And then most of the big things that were built in Chicago, a lot of them, and in Kansas City, were built during that era, and they were built by people who were the boss people, the boss machine people of politics. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your property, your Bill of Rights, your business, all your stuff. Prepare. People saying, well, you might need a year's supply of food. Try 3.5 years of the tribulation. But the very first thing is, at least you could probably do, is turn in some Coke bottles or cans, sell them for the money, and get you one more can of chunky soup, wrestle soup. Mighty women of valor, use your tie technology to strike blows against the enemies of our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, those of the synagogue of Satan, those of the WEF. Strike blows against them. Put the fear in them. Bury their supply line. Singe their fear. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Vicky LaPua, you're ever vigilant. Good on that trigger, but now squeeze it, don't jerk it. Road and track and little L. Listen to your daddy and mommy because they're good. Keep up your ninja work.